The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A proliferation of voluntary groups are operating in the capital to provide food, sleeping bags and tents to rough sleepers. But some operating in the sector argue they're hindering the work of establishment organisations and are actually encouraging people to be on the streets. For more on this, we're joined by Wayne Stanley, Head of Policy and Communications at Simon Communities of Ireland. Wayne, thanks indeed for joining us this morning. Just give us a flavour, how many voluntary groups are working in Dublin City at the moment in relation to homelessness?
Being honest, I don't have the exact number. I do know there has been a huge growth, and indeed they're all over the country. And it's people of goodwill who are going out to try and support and address the crisis that they're seeing on their streets and in their towns and
yeah.
their cities.
Well, I think the figure I heard at the weekend report is 27. Anything close to that, that sounds like an awful lot, doesn't it?
I would say the number is probably higher if you went all the way around the country.
Right.
But what I do think, I suppose, from a Simon Community perspective, I think we have to acknowledge that the Simon Communities were set up by volunteers, that volunteers make a huge contribution to the work of the Simon Communities. And when you look around at those voluntary agencies, people who are, you know, sort of driven by empathy to go out and do something, and they're also, when we all see the pictures on social media, they're clearly meeting some need. The risk comes when they're not integrated with the services that are there. I mean, when the Simon Community set up 50 years ago, there were no other services. That isn't true today. There are day services, there are support services, there are advice services, there is accommodation out there. And what I think the piece that's definitely missing is that we need some kind of coordination to make sure that where people are meeting people who are maybe in distress, that they know where to send them, to signpost them. And we do that in the statutory agency. We do that. Like, we all work together across the Simon Communities, Focus Ireland, Pinot Ferry, and we know what services we all provide and how to direct people to get the best service.
Yeah, I heard Pat Doyle, or I read a quote from Pat Doyle, the chief executive of the Peter McVerry Trust. He's talking about charities tripping up over each other. He said, sometimes when our staff arrive to meet a homeless person, they already have two sleeping bags, a tent and seven sandwiches. Some of these people are extremely private. They've already engaged with a volunteer, so they won't engage with us, whose job it is to get them off the street and not to sustain them on the street. Do you have sort of sympathy with that viewpoint?
Yeah, I mean, those are very much the most vulnerable, and really people experiencing homelessness are in a crisis, and somebody in a crisis in the state deserves the most professional service they can get. So we need to make sure we're getting to those people. And again, I think that's the bit that's missing. I mean, clearly that person has been met by a number of people who care about homelessness and don't want to see them in that situation. What we need to do is make sure that if somebody is doing that, that there is some kind of an overarching structure around it that makes sure that instead of engaging with somebody who's vulnerable, they're actually making us aware that they are there, and the professional staff go out and reach out to them.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the other criticisms I've heard about some of the smaller groups, they don't have access to PASS. This is the online accommodation information system that tracks every homeless person's interaction with services. So the criticism is, because it's not available to them, they'll be unaware if a user is already dealing with the HSE, drug services or probation services. That is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, that's about professional services and people having access to the very best information. So I think at the risk of constantly repeating myself, I do think there is a place for volunteers. As I say, there are thousands of volunteers every year who work with the Simon Community. What we need is a structure and a system by where they can do the very best for people and just sort of harness that goodwill that's out there.
Okay, just before I let you go, Wayne, just another quote to put to you from, there was an interesting piece in the Sunday Times on this from Sam McGuinness, Chief Executive of the Dublin Simon, which obviously provides an outreach programme for rough sleepers on behalf of the DRHE. He says, look, we're blessed with a high number of high quality organisations, but he said, there's detrimental effects from people, well-meaning people who are trying to operate in this sector. He said, our focus is getting people off the street, but I think some of these volunteer organisations are in fact encouraging people to be on the street. We have a particular problem with people in tents. Some groups are encouraging people to stay out by giving them tents and not taking responsibility for what happens in the tents. Do you share those concerns?
At its most extreme, yeah, that is something that we're seeing. I think what I want to do is acknowledge that a lot of people who volunteer do it with the very best of intentions, but there is always a risk when you're pulling people away from services that person will spend longer in homelessness.
Okay,
and that is not what anybody intends.
Okay, fair enough. Wayne Stanley, Head of Policy and Communications at Simon Communities of Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.